Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
He's kind and he's funny and he's also mustachioed. He solves all your problems by the end of every episode.
TV Dad.
Everyone loves TV Dad.
Listen to Your TV Dad. Switch to Progressive and you could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
Hi, guys, and welcome back to episode 7 of Closet Confessions.
Yeah, yeah.
I am Candy Sprathwaite.
And I am Sorrel.
And if this is the first time you're listening, the premise of Closet Confessions is myself and Sorrel gather in my closet to reveal our confessions and get things off our chest. And then we try and help you with your confessions also, mm-hmm. because
these are my confessions. Just when I turn up the thing that you're gonna decide. Says she's got one other. These are my confessions.
Now, oh my God, now the air is here. We can't get rid of the air.
Just ties it up.
Child.
Let's get into the confessions.
I don't even want to say this because, well, no, it's a safe space.
And
if this podcast has taught you anything by now, it's just stay with Auntie Candy as she tells the story.
Yes.
Because we know.
Yes. You take the scenic route and we go around. And sometimes, you know, there's bumps in the road.
Okay, but we get there. Speaking of bumps in the road, this is how I know we're meant to do this, you know.
Yeah.
Girl, I think I did a hit and run.
You prepped me. You prepped me. You said, go with me. But how?
No, I'm crying to you. I'm crying to you. Are we 50 seconds?
What do you mean?
Okay. I've been on the internet a long time. I know how to do clickbait. Of course I didn't hit a person. I didn't hit a person.
Okay.
Let's get that
out of the way.
Okay. Darlings, mm-hmm. zooming to Soho Farmhouse the other day, as one does.
Okay.
Ciao. I think I took off the side of someone's car, you know. I can't be sure.
No.
I just
like a mirror.
I don't know. I don't.
A hubcap.
When I looked in my mirror, their mirror was there. But I just heard.
But it's not big enough for you to stop.
Oh, so this is the thing. Right. Okay, so number one, guys, I drive a big fuck off car. It's like a tank.
Bertha. Yeah.
Big light.
Yeah. Big yam.
I'm still a new driver. I consider myself a new driver.
How
I've gone past a year. I'm like a year and a half. I'm still a new driver.
Yeah, exactly.
And so when people see, when I say that and then they see my car, they're like, the maths ain't massing.
Yeah.
And I see why the maths should not be massing because I'm still getting used to the girth of Bertha. No, honestly.
The girth
sometimes
of
Bertha. I'm like, can't make that.
Yeah.
And so it's to get to Soho Farmhouse, there's lots of like farm roads, tight village roads where people are, you know, the road is already tight and people are doing parking on both sides.
Yeah.
So I'm coming round and then I thought I had clearance and I clearly didn't. And then I just kept driving. And I'm not going to lie, guys, I kept driving for many reasons. Number one, that's never happened.
I'm like, okay.
And I don't know if you know this, when you're doing your driving lesson, they don't tell you what to do in that instance. Maybe it said it in the thing. You know the thing where you do the test?
In the theory,
I think so, but I don't think I read that.
They did.
No one told me. So I get home.
Yeah.
I call Bode up politely. He sees some scuff on the wire and things on the tyre. He's like, did anyone see you? I'm like, no. Because if they did, maybe then I would have stopped. But no one taught me what to do. He was like, well, if you've been caught on someone's Ring camera, that's defined as fleeing the scene. Fleeing the scene! Fleeing the scene! Of what?
A crime?
What? A crime?
What do you mean of what?
So I'm like... Now I'm just like waiting for the police to ring.
You're actually a common criminal.
No, because what if... I was caught on Ring and then they try stuff. What can I do?
Bro. Nino, at the door.
Like, it will be the commotion on my lawn.
People will be looking through their window. I think what you probably did was hit the wheel.
Do you think so?
I think it was. Some people park their wheels annoyingly. They like turn them into the road. They don't align them straight. Yeah. I think you probably hit a wheel and it was like, goo, 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 goo. And yeah. And at that point, I'm not even going to lie to you. That's not my problem. That's not my problem because your my car is like my child. I'm not fully watching my car all the time and something happens with my car.
Do you know what? And this is the thing, you know, I don't want to be that person because I take responsibility for my wrongdoing. But I've learned, and this is only through watching Bode, who's been driving for years, there's certain places I'm not even parking my car.
Yeah.
And knowing the big car traffic that goes on its way to Soho Farmhouse, I'm like, I'm not even putting my car there. So I've learnt my lesson. Apparently, I should have left a note.
A number, yeah.
On the windscreen.
Yeah.
But child, I've been living in torture ever since because I'm just like...
Now you're good. Probably a wheel. If it wasn't the mirror, that's the only annoying
one. It was not the mirror.
That's calm.
Because I checked my mirror and their mirror was still fine. There. Yeah. I was like, I gotta go.
Keeps it going. Keeps it pushing.
I was like, I gotta go.
So house note, wait for no one. Okay.
I got a meeting. I got a appointment. But you locked space when I said hit and run.
I was like, where are we going?
But I did think I killed a pigeon today. I don't know why he was so low though. Because I was like, brother, why are you this low? So I think he was on his way down anyway. Because you this low?
We need some altitude.
And then I heard him hit the roof like skrrt doof. I said, wow, child, rest in pieces, baby.
R.I.P. Yeah, listen, driving is a...
Everyone loves TV Dad.
On the next TV Dad, presented by Progressive, TV Dad gets us through heartache.
Chin up, sport.
Oh, hey, TV Dad.
You know what heals all wounds?
Time?
No, it's remembering the drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds.
But Jen still doesn't want to be with me.
True. I actually saw her with your friend Brian earlier.
Wait, what?
Listen to your TV Dad. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
Dr. Rick here. Another sign you're becoming your parents is getting particular about details that don't matter.
The craziest thing happened when we got tacos the other day. Was it Wednesday or Thursday we got tacos? I know it wasn't Tuesday because that's when I went to my hairdresser. Shoot, what day was it?
See how we all lost interest there?
Progressive can't help you from becoming your parents, but we can help you compare rates on home insurance with HomeQuote Explorer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a battlefield. It's not really a confession, but kind of a confession. I've spoken about it on my TikTok before.
Yeah.
I hit a Papa John's guy once. For reals. And not clickbait. Not clickbait. Not the Papa John's guy. Straight off his bicycle.
No! I thought you just meant like nudged him.
As in like, my car, his bike, kissed, made love. He was on the floor, I was in my car like, hey. I said, of all the things that could happen today, this is not the thing that I thought was going to happen. And I said, as a man, why are you being knocked off by a car? As a man, stay on your motorbike. I'm sorry, you don't have a job to do. What are you doing? Get a grip.
We are dying. As a man.
As a man. You allowed me, common little me, to knock you off your bike. No, I need some strength.
No, my breasts are sweating.
You know, I had like a mix of emotions of like, I feel bad, but also, wow, you pissed me off, fam. Like, how are you gonna let me hit you? Are you alright? Oh, but yeah, and then shout out to that guy. He was really nice.
Oh my God.
It was one of the most traumatic things ever.
Oh, Jesus was cackling in the back.
So, listen,
I am driving. I mean, let me set the scene. Yes. I'm in London. I'm driving.
Oh my God.
Already.
London.
Exactly. Already error number one.
London.
Error number one. Okay. And I was like 2 years into driving. I wasn't, it wasn't even like I was an experienced, seasoned London driver. Yeah. I'm in London, I'm driving. And I had booked a parking spot for me to put my car in so that I could go and stay at this hotel for a work thing and then go back to my car and then drive home.
Right.
So I didn't want to do trains. I had lots of bags. I was there for about a week and a half. Like it was a whole thing. I'm 4 minutes away from my destination. I'm 4 minutes away from my destination. My sat nav is going round and round the rosies because it can't figure out where I'm supposed to go. I get to like, I don't know the correct terminology, so don't, you know, but let me explain the roads to you, right? There's traffic lights on my left, traffic lights on my right.
Okay.
And I am in a side road that I have to wait for the cars to give me way to go in.
Right, okay.
And I'm turning right.
Okay.
There's another road opposite me, and this is where we're going to call him John. And Papa John is trying to go his right to my left.
Okay.
So we would have like crossed one another's paths. I don't know what happened. I don't know how it happened. One of us had too much dip on our chip, and we thought, we'll go first.
Do you know what? This is rude. I'm going to say he had too much dip on his chip. I find motorcyclists, moped riders, cyclists to be too brazen.
Like,
and that's before I even got my license. I just see the maddest thing, especially in London.
Bro.
I see the maddest. And I said this on TikTok before, and some of you ain't got no helmet on.
No. Now it's me who has to be done for murder. Because you decided not to wear. It's me who has to be done. Clink, clink. I don't look good in a jumpsuit. Like, what do you mean? What do you mean? I'm sorry, I beg your pardon. It's me who has to be done for murder. 25 to life because you didn't want to wear a helmet. It's so annoying, no. Nothing grinds my gear more.
Literally.
So this happened a while ago, okay? So I can't remember the full ins and outs. So basically, anyway, he turns, I turn. Our vehicles make love. Now, listen, I want to say this. In the moment when it happened, I was a concerned citizen. I cared for
of course,
my natural reaction was not to laugh. When I tell you that was the funniest shit I've ever seen in my life, the way the man toppled over that, he got hit and he was just like, it was like a slow but quick fall and it just went sideways. And then he was stuck and he was like, and I'm like, oh my God. I'm in my car. So I turn my car off, get out the car. I'm like, oh my God. And then people start coming up, lift up the bike.
So now are you guys still in between?
In between the cars and the traffic. Do you know how embarrassing that is? Do you know how embarrassing that is? And bearing in mind, I'm crying at this point. I'm Pisces, I'm emotional.
Like,
Did I kill you? That's my first thought. I'm crying. I'm like, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, I have to call my dad. And he's like, no, it's fine. Like, let's just move our...
Let's get out of the way. Because one thing, London don't even care if you're dead. Get out of the way.
People are honking their horn.
Roll that body out
the way. They said, we have things to do. We do
They're
not care.
Dead.
Yeah.
It's a time for them. We have to go.
Money must be made. People were honking their horn at me.
London don't give a heck.
We weren't there for long, right? This is like a 5 minute ordeal.
And when we leave, see MK, yeah? Everyone's coming out, blankets, tea.
Listen.
Even if you don't think you're hurt, ambulances being pedestrians will reroute the traffic in MK.
Yes, they'll be doing signs like traffic wardens saying, this way, pedestrian. London? London said, that ain't my fault.
Listen.
So why am I involved in the storyline is what London says.
I can't.
So we move our vehicles to the side. And again, I'm hysterically crying.
Oh,
and then this guy, lovely guy, bless him. It was like this, you know, young-ish, well, he wasn't that young, you know, young-ish man. And like light skin, maybe mixed race, couldn't quite put my finger on it. And he was just like, no, it's okay. I just got to call my manager. It's all right.
I'm screaming.
Tell me why he's on the phone to his manager. And he's like, oh, there's been an incident. His manager's like,
what is it?
He's like, I've been hit. And he was like,
what do you mean?
He's like, I've been hit by a car. And he's like, are you okay? He's like, yeah.
How long till the pieces get delivered?
I said, oh my God. And then he was like, the bike won't start. Like, I don't know. And then he was just like, oh, okay, I'll get someone to come pick up the pizzas so they can deliver those. You go home. Because obviously you've been in an accident. And then he gets off the phone and I was just like, do I have to give you my insurance or my license? Like, yeah. I'm panicking. He was like, nah, forget it, man. I said, remember what you said? You said, I ran to my car. My insurance could not have taken that hit. I ran to my car. I said, you good? I love you more. I got in my car. I zooped out there. I parked my car, I broke down in hysterics.
Because, like, everything's just come rushing to you.
Bro.
It could have been way much more. Also, it's not just the emotions of you thinking you could have potentially killed someone, because that could have happened.
Yes.
But it's also watching how the fragility of life is just, like, cast aside by, like, this massive machine that is capitalism.
Oh.
I've been hit. You're asking me about the pizzas. Just telling me to go home. Everyone's beeping at me to get out of the way. Like, even the end of life is now considered an inconvenience.
Bruh.
Especially in a space like London.
And you know what's crazy? He probably went to work the next day. That's what's crazy.
The next day.
Once his bike was working.
The next day. Ooh, child.
That is mad.
Child.
But he's good, you know. He's good. And shout out to you. You really did me a solid, sir. Like, honestly, my dad was not happy. He was like, I told you not to drive to London. And I was like,
listen, I think I will have this license 10 years and not...
I drive the outskirts, so I can drive, like, North London.
Yeah.
But central... Forget about it.
Like, Bode drives to Mayfair.
That's insane. Bode, like...
And I just watch... I watch a darkness just fall over Bode once we're off that M1.
Yeah.
His face just goes...
Zoom, he's ready.
And then you just have to become a bully.
Yes.
Like, and he... I'm like, why are you driving like this? Because he's like, other people will try...
Yes.
Like, you have to...
Yes.
Like, you have to let them know.
You can't be like, oh.
And he's like, it's so funny. He was like, if you want to try London, he said, now is the time to with Bertha. Because people won't want to try you.
Yeah.
They will just give you the right of way, even if you're not entitled, because it's such a big car. No. They'll be like, no, I can't. Yeah, you go. But London just has me uptight. Yeah. Like,
me and my little Ford, we do not stand a chance.
Another thing, some advice for people. If you're trying to pass your test, do it outside of London, brother.
Always.
Like,
I didn't even take my test in Coventry. Like, I took my test in, like, Warwick.
Like,
don't take your test in London.
In a main city. Bruh. Bearing in mind, your driver instructor can come and pick you up from your place and take you out.
Bro.
You do your lesson.
Bro.
You don't need to be learning in London.
Bro.
That is not the place to be learning.
Not us, just...
Trying to grab all the groceries in one trip? Oof, not how you would have done that. You know, sometimes less is more. Like when you drive less and save with the USAA annual mileage discount. USAA, get a quote today.
Progressive presents Adjusting to the Suburbs.
I never thought about space in my cramped apartment, but in this house, all I see is empty space. The sofa and ottoman look like tiny islands in a sea of hardwood floors. I could get two ottomans in the living room, but then I'd need another sofa. I could tell people I'm into minimalism.
Anyway, when you save with Progressive by bundling your home and auto, that's the easy part of adjusting to the suburbs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers.
Oh, child. Driving is one of the most anxiety-like inducing things for me, because as much as I love the freedom of driving, people irritate me. Mm. Second confession, I'm just to say it off the rip. And I said this to my producer a couple weeks back, and I was advised, potentially, maybe you shouldn't say it. But you know what? My spirit has told me that it must be said in this episode. And I want you to know that I'm saying this with love, blessings, and all good intentions, right? Once we are past the age of, let me say, 70, you should be taking a driving lesson, driving test every year to 2 years.
I've
said it.
Absolutely agree.
Full stop. I said it.
With that.
Because what's happening?
Now you've opened the door to the car confessions.
Open. Literally. Open it.
Puns. The
open it.
I'm going to say this with the reality that I'm going to let Sorrel and our producers work out if we can even leave this in.
Okay.
Because I know there's certain things in here that can leave us vulnerable to attacks. Okay, this is so mad what I'm about to say.
Go on.
I'm going to open it and then you can finish the sentence.
Okay.
Yeah. When men can't drive.
As a man.
No, but as a man.
As a man. And you know what's worse?
person.
When they have no intention.
As a man? Which chromosomes are you carrying, sir? Rise up. Rise up. Rise up. Day, rise up. Because as a man. No.
I'm shedding actual tears.
No, no, no. This can stay in. This has to stay in. No, no, no.
I'm shedding
actual tears. This has to stay in. As a man, I don't know what's happening.
And this is it. You hit the nail on the head for me. It's the lack of intention. It's almost, and I've seen some, not just lack of intention, absolute unwillingness.
No, listen, I understand. And I'll say this. There are obviously separate
There are
things.
Barriers there to are, entry yes. as well. And learning to drive is hella expensive.
So expensive.
Hella expensive.
So I understand that there are other things. And also there are some people who live in, like, let's say, I don't know, Amsterdam.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
not very
yeah,
driver
yeah,
friendly
yeah,
that area.
Yeah,
fine.
Yeah.
But I think you should at least have a license.
Yeah.
A car yeah. is another thing, but a license.
Like.
And I would go as far as to say everyone should at least have a license.
Absolutely.
Because the freedom in which you have when you can drive
Absolutely.
Is totally different. But as a man? Yeah, nah, as a, yeah, no.
Not my girls spinning the block. And letting him Mm-mm. go and secure the table.
And you know, I hate it when men ask, like, what do you bring to the table? But, like, let's actually go through your criteria for a sec. Because I'm confused as to how, and again, everybody's lifestyles are different. I'm not trying to say that everybody wants to be a father, everybody wants to be, but let's just say me and you are now dating.
And I know, I can hear the men, I can hear the male kiddie bucks rising up.
Rising up. We hear the bass.
To be like, equality, you wanted yes. this, you wanted that.
Yep.
And like I said, there were just some parts of my brain, maybe because I was literally born in the 80s, where I'm like, I'm picking you up on the first date. Like, and again, guess what? Even if at that point of us dating, you don't have a car, that's a different conversation.
That's a different conversation.
That's a different conversation.
And this is my point. The car isn't... The car is not the thing.
That's
not the thing. We don't care about the car. To me, being able to be like, I can drive, I got my license, that is something that you as a man should have.
To the point that even me as a 35-year-old woman, it taking me so long to drive, I kind of feel embarrassed about. I had kids, like... And I took it for granted living in London. Yeah. I did not need to know how to drive
yes.
in London.
It's a fact.
You weren't going nowhere fast.
Yes.
MK taught me something new, brother. Because them buses come once every 90 minutes.
Yep.
And I'm not even joking. Yep. Like, and also there are some parts of MK the bus don't reach at all.
No. And then you have to walk another 15 minutes after the bus has dropped you off.
Bro.
Yeah.
Bro, in the red ways.
Yeah. I hate this man. It's so angry. No, I want one. That's on the merch list. A Closet Confession fan is on the merch list. This is so dramatic.
We need Closet Confession fans.
Yes,
we need
this is so dramatic.
Walking them redways
no.
my kiddie bucks.
No.
Not happening.
No.
I don't know what it is in me. Of course, I extend this to Esme as well.
Mm.
But I already look at RJ and I'm like, bro, before you take your GCSEs or whatever it will be called, you're going to whip.
Listen.
You're going to whip.
My dad was very adamant on teaching us how to drive.
Bro.
Because he suffered with my mother.
See?
My mother couldn't drive. And my mum is the first person to be like, I want to go here. And my dad's like, okay,
Who's
how are you getting
you?
There? How are you getting there? That's nice. And they, as in, like, my dad would drive my mum to work, come back, take us to school, go and pick her up from night shifts, take her for a long periodically time, okay?
Wow.
And then my mum was like, I think one day my dad, my mum, if you bring up the story to my mum, she gonna rise up. She still is not over that. One day, he slept through the alarm and didn't pick her up from her night shift.
But that taught your mum something.
But my mum, the fire within her. And she went and got her license, started driving, was whipping all around,
yeah.
right?
the freedom that you feel just being like, I'm getting in my car and going, right?
No one can't tell you anything.
No one. My dad pushed me. I was the same. I was like, I'm not going to learn how to drive. Like, I don't need to. Like,
you need it.
You need
that,
it.
Just that fire of independence.
You and have again, to.
It might be you've gone on holiday and you need to hire a car. And
exactly.
There are just multiple prongs to that. But when men say with their full chest that they have no intention of... And I've got to say, and I don't want a certain... I know there's one person in particular that comes to my mind. I don't want you to take this to heart, babe. But I've got to say, usually behind the man who is insistent on not learning to drive is a woman who's driving him. Brother!
And that's one thing I'm not willing to do.
Let's talk about it.
That's one
let's
thing I'm not willing to do.
More often than not, he is just laying back quite literally because he's being driven.
But in every sense, if you do it for a man, he won't do it. Ooh! If you do it for a man, he won't
do it.
If you're paying the bills, he ain't gonna do it. If you're working, he ain't gonna do it. If you're looking after the household, he ain't. If you're doing it, why should he?
Do you see how I see so many marriages bust down on TikTok over this cleaning thing, you know? Where women just decide they're putting down the broom.
Yeah.
And then these... When I see these bathrooms, I scream.
They don't know. They are confused. They are...
You're just dirty, bro. Like,
but also, there's a thing. What's it called?
It's not emotional labour. Weaponized incompetence. Talk about it.
Because they do it. I don't know how to do the food shop. You should just go do it. You know what to get the kids.
I think we've had this conversation. Did you see that TikTok where the man brought the newborn to the shower?
No.
The mum was having her first shower in like 3 days.
Oh my God, Candice, don't.
And the man even had the audacity to video this as he brought the screaming newborn into the mother's shower and was like, you need to hurry up and get out of there because I can't handle this. I'll give the woman her dues. Like a year later, she stitched that video with her not even in the house with that shower.
Yes.
Because the baby turned one and they were no longer married.
Good.
Because she was like, that was top level.
Good.
Weapon.
Good.
Screaming
her.
Newborn into the shower.
I don't even know what emotion.
Let me tell you something. That's a man that told you he wasn't willing to learn how to drive.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. These red flags don't just appear.
Talk about
like
it.
When a child comes or when the wife gets sick or when...
Talk about
I've seen
it.
Videos where men have admitted to leaving their wives during cancer.
Bro.
Because they're like, it's not what I signed up for.
So you think I did? So you think I did? I'm confused. You think I signed up for this? But you have to catch the early
you
red flags. Because you don't enter the relationship having cancer. God forbid you get it. The red flags have been there. They were bright crimson red. Crimson. Looking like the blood of Jesus. And here you are ignoring it, closing your eyes, putting on your shades.
Oh, isn't a fan of drive. He's just not. He's trying to save the planet. He can save the planet with a license in hand.
You can save the planet with a license in hand.
Yeah. Like I said, I know we could get some grenades for that one, but it's Closet Confessions.
It's Closet Confessions. It's a safe space. And sometimes are you throwing the grenade because you are annoyed at what we said or because it's hit you, it's tingled something? Ooh. Just take a moment before you throw out the grenade to figure out why you're throwing it, because have we niggled at something?
Woo! Because we have said everyone should get their license.
Everyone.
The question was, I said finish the sentence. When a man can't drive.
I ain't saying no more. I said what I said. But honestly, yeah. And that weaponizing confidence, ladies.
Oh my God.
You need to look out for it. Because it starts subtle.
So subtle.
It starts subtle.
And do you know how I can say this? Okay, this is another confession of mine. Do you know how I can say it starts subtle? Because I'm the queen of weaponized incompetence.
MVP.
To the point that sometimes I do have to say to Bonnie, now don't actually do that because I know I'm taking the piss. don't actually make that cup
of
tea.
Let me just check myself.
I know I'm being an idiot. Because I'm the queen of... And let me tell you something. It was something that Bode introduced into our relationship by just always being there, which was astounding to me because I was like,
What are you doing? Why are you doing that? Why are you helping? Going to New York. Is the Esther done? I don't know. Bode's done it. Is your passport in date? Right. I don't know. Bode's checked it. I don't know. So now all of a sudden, Candice don't know nothing. I don't know.
Candice.
I don't know. Bode's done it. I don't know. And this isn't to say, because I know the people out there will be like, be careful. I have access to everything.
Yes.
I know where all paperwork is. But Bode's very much, I got this.
Don't worry.
Guy.
Don't worry, I got this.
So with everything else I've got going on in my life, take it down.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just like.
I love a little bit of
English. I'm just like.
Listen. For me, I grew up in a household. Again, my dad was a do everything. Everything gets sorted. Nobody has to question anything. Like, it's done. Fine. Whatever. Tell me why when I went to America. I get to the airport, they're like, have you got your Esther? I said, who's that? I said, who's that? And what's her middle name?
E-S-T-A.
She said, they said, you don't have your Esther. I said, who is she? I said, ma'am, who is that? I don't know her. Is she your cousin? I don't know who that is. Who's that woman? I had to fill out my form at the airport. I missed my flight. Waiting for that thing to come in. I made the next one, but I missed my flight. I said, this is the problem when
That's the thing.
When somebody is always doing it, and then all of a sudden you're single independent woman.
So for me, for someone who gets to flex that, the fact that there are men that want to do that and be that, like, it's just a bit mad.
It's weird.
Because you will be at the airport missing more than your flight. Your whole family will be done with you. Your whole family will be done. And then you'll speak. And what's most annoying is in 10 years' time, you'll learn all of that stuff for another woman.
And that's the
you
worst
see
part.
It all the time.
That's the worst.
They
part.
Get it together for another woman. Why? Because I saw this discussed recently as well. Men don't want to die alone. And they will do all this dogging and dipping and diving. And then all of a sudden, everyone gets it together at 55. And it was an older woman who worked in a nursing home speaking about it. And she was like, young ladies, please be careful. You see these men who are like a once or twice time divorcee and they're in their 50s and they want to turn their life around. They want a nurse. They want a nurse. They want someone to cradle them as they see out the end of their days. She was like, please be. I said, honestly, it might be me doing lesbian in cos if Bode dies. I might just have to.
Laying life lesbian.
Listen.
I'm not trying to be nurse.
What the hell?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
What is your confession about? We've got all that you can know, dating and relationships, family and children. They picked other.
Oh, sorry. We ain't never had an other before.
Not the other.
We ain't never had an other before.
Give your confession a title. I tweaked her photo. I know. I'm scared. I'm looking through it. I'm like,
I'm low-key kind of invested already. Okay.
You can't read it without reading it out loud. Just read it in a head. Get in the tea before I go. You gotta read out loud. I never told anyone. We arranged a group photo for my mum for Mother's Day. Everyone came and my brother's girlfriend was there. We all had the photos taken and I was tasked with arranging the print and frame. I had an appointment to go and chose the photo and frame. And when I went, they started showing me the shots taken. Oh my God. My brother's girlfriend looked scary in all of them. So I asked them to touch her up. And they did. They smoothed her face and whitened her teeth. When the finished photo came...
Do you know the level of violence? Do you know the level of unprovoked violence that is?
Do you understand how violent? They touched her up, smoothed her out and whitened her teeth. Just say the girl's ugly. Just say that.
When the finished photo came out, everyone was like, wow. She looked so confused. I never told anyone. And now the photo is on mum's wall and every time I see it, I laugh inside. God, I'm so mean. Hey, with friends like you, who needs enemies? Listen, mind our business if you don't listen to Closet Confessions ever again. God. I don't like them things, you know. So who are you? You're the brother's, my brother's girlfriend. I hope he don't marry that girl. Because you lot are fit to make her life hell.
How are you going to smooth out? No, don't do it.
Do you know what I mean?
Don't.
And you know what? I could have looked past it if you said that's what you did. But it's you saying every time you see it, you laugh inside. And then you sign it off with, God, I'm so mean. Laugh emoji. Yes, you are. And I'm glad you know that. Like,
you know what? I have a friend who would do this.
I have a friend who would do this and she would be cackling to herself about this. My whole thing is, for me, the smoothing and the whitening of teeth isn't an issue had you told her. Doing it behind her back is one thing, but what she how can she look at the photo and be confused?
And she was confused at her own face.
You've got to say,
so
like,
what level did you go to?
Like, what Facetune level are you doing to this girl's? And also, what are you trying to say
and
about
also,
this
let's
girl?
Think about it. I'm thinking you took these pictures in like a Snappy Snaps, yeah. Or you didn't, but you got them printed in a Snappy Snaps. No disrespect to the people working at Snappy Snaps. I don't think their Photoshop level is really up to the task. So I'm imagining a guy just running across this woman's face with a mouse. Just, you remember Paint 95?
Shout out to Snappy.
Do you remember Paint 95 where you just had that square and you could do what you want? I can just see someone.
He just
got, I don't know why he's a man, sorry, but this brother is just doing magic eraser on this girl's face.
Doesn't even like go around
doesn't
the eyes.
Doesn't zoom he in on the photo. Know,
he just is rubbing. Just that blur tool is going crazy.
Like,
no.
And he's not trying to patch test the whiteness of the teeth. No, I mean, he's just
all white. That's not, that is.
How do we feel about photo tweaking in general, though? Let me tell you something for free, because I'm a very grown woman. I love a Paris filter.
Okay, hold on. Pause. Paris is my girl. Paris has never done me dirty. If you ever see a story from me, I want you to know, never is it the raw camera. It's always Paris. And if I've ever given any of it in, like,
I love a Paris. I don't ever do normal.
No.
Like, not to the dog, not to the raw. Always Paris.
Mommy's a raw dog, my story. Absolutely not. Paris all day. However, photo tweaking. I used to be a photo tweaker.
Yeah.
I used to be a face tuner. Okay. I never did body tweaking because, I mean, what am I going to do? Like, at that point, like, you need surgery. Like, what am I supposed to do? Like, how? I don't have the hours to really tweak the way I need to be tweaking, so I just leave it the way it is, right? So I did the face tune and then it got scary because I started looking like everybody else.
Right.
And this was back in, I think we've even deleted most of them that were on my page. Okay. This was back in like uni when Facetune was like first coming out and only the girlies who were like in it knew about
it. Okay, okay.
But everybody else was like, oh, your pictures look really good. And you're like, there's three apps on me, but okay. that's three apps, baby, okay? But we all started looking the same.
Yeah.
I started getting frightful that people would see me and be like, that's not
that's
her.
That's not you.
And it was when the dating apps came about because I was trying to put the pictures on the dating app. Yeah. And I said, that is not how I look like in the pictures.
Yeah, right.
That is not my face.
Right.
And I had to rein it in. But it's a slippery slope.
Mm.
How about you? How do you feel about...
In a professional setting, there's one woman I work with. Whenever she takes my photo, we always Photoshop. And I'm talking skin smoothing.
Yes.
Or sometimes one dress I had on, the girdle was not girdling. I was like, get rid of that line. And so it's not like I look like a completely different person. But especially in like a professional setting with light boxes and all that, I'm like, do all you need to do. Guess what? People know I'm here to have my photo taken.
Yeah.
This is a green background. Yeah. I'm wearing a nice frock.
Yeah.
Magic size. Front cover establishment. Other than that, I just don't care. But I would say, I think, again, I've just aged out of caring.
I think that's what it
if
is.
If I was younger,
I think that's
I
what
would
it is.
Absolutely care.
I think that's what it is.
Because a lot of the content I see from, again, say between 25 to 30 in that space, it's all very cinched waist. It's all chest out. It's like it's very snatched and gathered. I might feel a bit of pressure.
It is. I think this day and age is really tough for like young women.
Yeah.
I believe in our day and age, it was like tough for young girls. Like I, for me, I can, let me only speak for me, but like 13 through 19,
horrific.
Hell. Absolutely horrific. Hell. Like I did.
Especially in terms of body size.
Yes. Like, oh, body size and complexion, all of it. Horrific. My hair texture.
Hair texture.
There was nothing.
Horrific. Horrific. There was nothing good.
Horrific.
I felt there was nothing good about me at that time. Absolutely.
Absolutely horrific.
Yeah.
And I feel like these days, I'm not, again, because I'm not in the age group of the 13-year-olds, so I'm not trying to invalidate their struggles, but there's a lot of like 23 through to 29, maybe even 31, who are, there is this innate pressure to just always look quote unquote snatched.
Yeah.
To always have a quote-unquote filter face.
Yeah.
To have lace wear.
So it's leading into, we have this discussion, that UK black girl aesthetic vibe.
Yeah.
Just to like package it up.
Yeah.
It's like the lace front always on 100 and the lashes done and the perfect makeup and this certain up.
That. And I watched a video and it was an American girlie and she was like, can we just bring back the days where like I could put my synthetic on and nobody would look at me weirdly. Like I just wear my synthetic wig and I go out the house. Like, because this whole...
Because now not every other black woman being sold as like alt or alternative. I just find that so weird. So if we don't fit into this lace wear, snatched waist,
bro,
you're alt.
Aunt or mum.
Like, do you know what I mean? I'm just me. Like, I'm just like, oh my God. I saw a video of a girl who, I'm not the biggest fan of her, but I'm a fan enough to follow her content. She was showing outfits to go to a concert. You must have
Oh my God.
I found the way the comments roasted her so damaging. Because I was like, honestly, I was like, and I don't know what it was. I was like, No, these aren't bad fashions. These are just high fashions. They're just not Shein. They're just not UK black girl aesthetic. The comments finished her. Okay, auntie. Church girl. Okay.
Someone called her apostle. I died. I said, not apostle. I said apostle.
But the outfits weren't that bad.
But I'm sorry. No. The outfits were not bad, but they were not for the place that she was telling everybody to go.
Absolutely.
You cannot wear that to a concert.
Absolutely. I agree with that. And her second video was much more in alignment with where she was going.
Yes.
I agree with that, but oh my God.
The comments ate her up.
Chewed her
up. And to be fair, I think she kind of took it quite well.
Yes,
like,
she did.
She had like good...
She took it on the chin. But I watched that and I was like, so what do you guys really think of my outfits then? Because I'm like, okay.
But I think it's the time and place and person. Like, I can't describe it, but if I was to come onto TikTok and be like, this is what I would wear to a Burna Boy concert, and I pull out the clothes that I would wear, people would be like, uh-uh, no ma'am. Get back in the closet and try on a few outfits, no ma'am. Because I feel like people would just be like, that's not what we're doing now. Like, trends are a thing. You can't deny, you know, a trend is a trend for a reason because everybody's kind of flocking to this one look. So now the minute you quote unquote step outside the box, everybody's like, either get in or get all the way out.
And the offensive thing for me as someone who really enjoys fashion, I feel like I'm forced to not buy into a trend, even though I really like it. Like in the back of my eye right now is this dress by Jean-Paul Gaultier that everyone's wearing. And I really like the print. So I bought it and I really want to keep it, but I'm like, it's too trendy.
Yeah.
And that, I find that so annoying. Like, it's the fact that I'm even making that judgment. I'm like, it's too trendy. Because I'm like, you guys just align this print or this dress with a certain kind of woman in a certain kind of space in a certain kind of time. And so for someone that really enjoys fashion, there's also that.
Yeah.
It's like, I really like this, but it's very trendy.
I hear you, but I think because I'm not a fashion girly, literally doesn't mean anything to me. One thing about me, one day I will wake up and I'll be like, I want to be an emo today. And I will be in my emo girl
bad. I love it. Sometimes I have tomboy weeks.
Yes.
And then I'm like, oh, I just want to dress like an old woman this week. Like, there's no set theme.
Yeah.
There's no set. I don't know how to put it. Like, I don't have an aesthetic. I think aesthetics are just constructs to keep you in style prison.
I
understand for some, it's like, no, I really like this vibe and this is who I am.
Yeah.
So I'm going to live this way. But I think actually it just keeps you in a box because there might be something you like, but because it's outside of your aesthetic, you're not doing it. You're not. Yeah.
And I feel like with an aesthetic, for me, my general go-to is comfort over everything. I wouldn't say it's an aesthetic, but I wear the comfortable thing and I go. Whether it's trendy or not, I don't give a heck, right? But if there's an event or something, I love to curate a look. And then when I think of that look, I'm like, this is the vibe I'm going for. That's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
And I'll walk in and people will be like, oh, you look different. And I'm like, no, like, I've always been this girl. I just don't wear it every day.
Every day.
That's okay.
And that's the thing. And this isn't to say that you need to think like this, but I feel like there's a time and a place for things. Even if in most cases people say, oh, you're still dressed up. I'm like, no, there's a time and a place. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
For a 20-inch heel. Like, I'm not going to go on the dog walk in that. Do you know what I mean?
And I also buy outfits knowing, like, this is for a certain vibe. It's not going to be pulled out yet. Like, I have this one Clueless vibe outfit. Oh, my God. That girl is...
I love that. I love shopping with intention. Yes. I'm like... And also, I think shopping... Girls, be careful because I'm not telling you to run out the credit card because I know you girls hear one thing and you and do another thing. Yes. That's not what I'm saying. But I love using shopping to manifest.
Oh my
God. I love a good, don't have a date for that yet, but I'll buy the outfit and it will come. I love, especially sale time. I'm like,
when I tell you, last year I think I manifested a lot of my jobs.
See what I'm saying? Because you had the outfit.
Remember saying to my manager, saying, this is what I'm going to wear for the Wakanda premiere. See? Right? I ended up not wearing it, but that's beside the point. I shopped with intention. It was there in the wardrobe.
Shopped with intention.
Manifested.
I follow one girl, big up London girl, NYC. If you really want to know what style is about, I don't want to hear no nonsense from no one because some of you lot think something is style and it's not style. It's just called money.
Ooh.
Money and style. No, it really annoys me. Money and style are two different things. And I see lots of girlies who can afford a head-to-toe look and do nothing else. Yes. They just wait for Bottega to say, this is the hot thing. They buy it from head to toe and they consider that style. London Girl NYC will give you a true playbook in what style is. Anyway, she's got a gorgeous white dress that she has bought for when the man she doesn't yet have proposes. She was like, the tag's still on. I make sure I can fit in it every year. She was like, this is my proposal dress. I said,
I am doing that.
It's how we manifest.
I am doing that.
That is how you manifest.
Remember, last episode I was talking about how I'm ready for falling in love. That's what I'm doing.
Call it in. Oh. We'll find the man later. But the dress will not be there. The dress will not always be there.
I'm going to shop for my proposal.
You got a shop with intention. I got my Oprah outfit on lock.
Let's talk about it.
Honestly, shop with intention.
No, my mind has actually been blown.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I realise I've done it, but I didn't realise what I was doing.
You didn't realise what you were doing. It's manifesting. You believe it enough to call a physical thing into your world to wait on when the point of arrival aligns with you. Don't play with me on that one.
No, Candy's in a pasta bag.
Don't play with me on that. See, when it comes to manifestation, see when I was really, really broke, so we're talking 2017 to 2018, one of the biggest things that shifted my lack of mindset is I took an old checkbook and I wrote out 5 checks. Mm. And I was like, this is what I have to clear this year to feel financially free. Brother, I cleared them checks maybe 3 times over.
Wow.
And every year since then, I replace those checks and I carry them in my purse every single day. I am very like,
wow.
I think people think it's just a vision board. No, there are things you can do to make this, because you have to feel the feeling. Manifestation is actually the energy of the feeling. And so you have to pull it in, man.
Wow.
So every time you go to your wardrobe and you look at that dress, you're now going to feel what it's going to feel like for I don't know how we got there.
Wow. I do not know how we got there. We have ping ponged all around.
Stop doing that to your brethren's pictures. I don't even know what to say to you, girl. Yeah. I don't know what to say to you.
And do you think she should tell her the truth?
The girl knows the truth.
True. She's like, that is not my face.
She knows the truth. I just think if this is how you're playing with her already,
yeah.
I hope she doesn't...
God, I'm so mean. Like, I don't like mean people. Mm. I know we may have cost ourselves a listener. I just don't like. It's just like, God, I'm so mean. Meanwhile, you're giving someone body dysmorphia. Nah, you're dark, bruv. You're dark. And well, then I did open the episode with a hit and run.
I was just about to say, shout out to Papa John's. No, this is constant message. This is what we do. We confess.
Listen, we love you anyway. We love you anyway.
And you know, next time don't do that. That's what we're learning.
Is our next episode like Valentine's Day? If you lot don't bump those confessions in.
I want to hear all of the juiciest Valentine's Day stories.
I already think the next episode may be us doing three confessions.
Ooh.
Like I feel the juice.
I feel, yeah.
So I'm like, maybe. We'll see, guys. Guys, thank you for listening.
Thank you, guys. We love you lots.
And we will be in your ears next week.
Hallelujah. Goodbye.
Bye.
Progressive presents Adjusting to the Suburbs. You just bought a home in the suburbs, but no one told you about all the birds, specifically this one, who seems to be calling out Roy. Roy. But who exactly is Roy? And why doesn't he ever respond? Maybe Roy is just bird speak for save with Progressive by bundling your home and auto. I guess until Roy answers, we'll never know. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers. Progressive presents Adjusting to the Suburbs.
I never really thought about tools until I bought a house in the suburbs. It's like this weird homeowner test if I need a tool for a project and don't have it. And my neighbor Ted loves to give me that look when I ask to borrow a pole saw. A year ago, I didn't even know pole saws existed. And now I gotta borrow one from Ted? What is happening?
Anyway, when you save with Progressive by bundling your home and auto, that's the easy part of adjusting to the suburbs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.